On the morning of Christmas Eve, 2010, I woke to the news that Grandma Bucher had been hospitalized due to a likely stroke. Her health had been poor for the past several years, so it wasn't unexpected, but it still hurt. My mother and I got into her van and drove towards Johns Hopkins Hospital in Baltimore, with the intent of picking up my uncle along the way. That way, the three of us could join my two aunts at the hospital. Shortly before arriving at my uncle's, we received word that she had passed already. My aunts left the hospital and joined us at his home. Grandma's children, my mother Catherine, my uncle Carl, and my aunts Carol and Corey, what can I say, Grandma liked C names, they all sat in the living room and began to try to plan what to do about the Christmas holiday, with this event looming over it. We determined that it would be best to postpone dealing with Grandma's belongings until after the new year, but we should sort through a refrigerator so that we wouldn't end up dealing with spoiled food that had been sitting for over a week. We arrived at her home and threw away a few boxes of old Chinese food that had already spoiled, because Grandma always ordered too much because they wouldn't deliver for any order less than $20. But it was in her freezer that we made a discovery that, in a way, would end up saving that Christmas. Every week, we would go grocery shopping for Grandma, and she would ask us to get a couple of those steaks I like. The kind she liked were ribeye steaks. The problem was that Grandma, in her advanced age, had a short-term memory like an Etch-a-Sketch in a paint mixer. Each week, she would ask for a couple of steaks, maybe cook one, put the remaining steak or steaks into the freezer so they wouldn't go bad before she got to them, and then forget they were there. She would then do the same thing the next week, and the week after that, and so on. And so it was that Grandma's freezer held about 10 prime rib steaks, which my aunt cooked in her oven as the main course for Christmas dinner. Since then, it's become a tradition to have a prime rib for Christmas. And so it was that my family ate Grandma's steaks and told embarrassing stories about her for Christmas. Grandma's steaks were broiled, and Grandma was roasted. In my family, I learned we deal with tragedy through dark humor, and strangely, it ended up being one of the best Christmases ever. You can either laugh or cry, but sometimes you can do both.